T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Game 3 of the NBA Finals. PJ Carlissimo joins the show, NBA analyst for ESPN Radio. He's on the call for this series, been in the building for the first couple of games. PJ, how are you?
Hey, Coach.
Excellent, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Doing great. Certainly enjoying the series thus far. Besides Miami just making half of their threes in Game 2, what did they do better from Game 1 to Game 2 that helped lead them to get that win?
Well, the making the threes, it wasn't just the points, which obviously were huge and made a big difference in the game, but it enabled Eric Spoelstra to change up his defenses, because when they put the ball in the basket, or which they did obviously, especially from three, they shot basically 50% the entire game. It forced Denver to take the ball out of bounds and come and play against a set defense. So Spo was able to mix up the press back to the zone, just straight zone, straight man-to-man. He also had some possessions where there was an out-of-bounds play and he was in one defense before the out-of-bounds, another one after. You can't do that unless you're putting the ball in the basket and you're getting to the free throw line. They only got two free throws the entire game one, which is a new NBA record for a playoff game, fewest in any playoff game ever, not just a finals game, any playoff game. So the ability to get those fouls, and some of them were just horrendous by Denver. KCP, who, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, has been playing really well and is usually a smart, disciplined veteran. He was responsible for 11 free throws, 11 made free throws by Miami, including two three-point shooters that he fouled. So they just made a lot of mistakes, and that's one of the reasons they shot it so well from three. They had a lot of open looks, but it was as much, we said it a number of times during game one, they couldn't get into their different defenses because they missed so many shots and they never got to the free throw line. So, and it wasn't just like Denver was fast breaking like crazy, but it was running off misses and their defense wasn't set up. They didn't always have the matchups that they wanted. It's so much easier when the ball goes through the basket, especially in the free throw situation, where you can match up the guys you want against other people, or you can change your defense, get into your zone. They weren't able to do that in game one. So it was a combination of their defense was significantly better, but it was aided by the fact that their offense was so good. And Denver really struggled. I mean, Michael Malone was really upset. A lot of people said, well, he's yelling at his team after the game, very critical. Well, he should have been, because if you think back, after game one, even though they won, the first thing out of his mouth was, our defense was not disciplined. They just missed shots, Miami, that they don't normally miss. They were four. They charted it as 4 for 16 on open threes, like, good looks. And, of course, Max Strus, a lot of guys really struggled in that game. He said, that's not going to happen again. If we don't defend better, we're going to be in trouble. And that's exactly what happened. So Denver needs to shore up their three-point defense. Michael Porter needs to make some shots. Yeah. He's 3 for 17 from the three-point line so far in the first two games. And KCP, I'm sure, will play better. Jamal Murray's actually got to play better as well. He played well, but he didn't play like, a superstar, which is what he needs to. So Jokic doesn't have to shoot the ball as much. If Michael Porter's making his threes, or KCP for that matter, or Jamal Murray is more aggressive and playing the way he played in game one, and especially in the Western Conference Finals. I mean, he averaged a triple-double in the Western Conference Finals. Then Jokic doesn't have to shoot it as much. Everybody's saying, well, Jokic, every time he gets 40, they lose. Well, the reason they do is he's not getting enough help.
Right.
He's such an unselfish player. He usually only looks to score when his teammates are not stepping up, and that's what happened for a good chunk of game two.
Coach, you coach at college level, pro level, all these different things. Why is it in pro ball that this zone seems to give these teams problems? Seeing Boston couldn't handle it. Obviously, you're just talking about them getting set. What is it about this 2-3 matchup zone, whatever Miami's doing, that is causing Denver so many problems?
Well, the first thing is you don't get a chance to play against it as much. It's as simple as that. They're not as comfortable playing against it. And it works on you, especially a night when their numbers actually have been pretty good, Denver's numbers, but it just works on you. It takes time off the clock. The combination of Denver wants to play at a much higher pace. Again, that put the ball in the basket. They give you that press, Miami does. Not really trying to steal the ball, but it takes 5 or 6 seconds off the clock. It's just like kind of a nuisance 2-2-1, and they go back to the zone. Now, all of a sudden in the NBA, it's a 24-second clock to begin with. Now you're down at 18 or 17, and if you have to reset, you know, as opposed to just playing in your transition offense, if you got to reset or get into a certain set, or you want to put Nikola in the middle so you can attack, you know, the middle of that zone, there's less time right there for you. So you got to move the ball. You got to make shots. And, you know, they pack it in. They kind of defy you to shoot. It's much more effective on a night when the shots aren't going. There's a lot of teams like to use it. In the first two possessions, they use it. Somebody knocks down a three, and then they just bail out on it. But when it's used, you know, intelligently, which is what Spo is doing, he mixes it in. He uses the press to take more time off the clock. And the combination of the shorter clock, a night when the three-point shots are not falling, and just making a team be more disciplined and move the ball. One of the big things in college is you have a much longer clock. Mm-hmm. So the longer you make any team play defense, whether it's man or zone, mm-hmm. the more apt you are to get a good shot. And so that shot clock on your back is a big ally of the zone.
NBA analyst, former NBA head coach PJ Carlissimo joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. You mentioned it earlier about Michael Malone's postgame comments. We've talked a bit about it the last couple of days. Like, is there something about being so demonstrative in the postgame presser? Obviously, you're going to talk to your guys and tell them that you want them to play defense better. But is there something about saying it publicly also that helps deliver that message in a different way when you're a coach?
I think, well, there is. There are some teams that don't react well to that. The Michael Malone is being what Michael Malone always does. That would be a typical press conference during the year with him. Other coaches just might, you know, choose to not do it. They would just say, oh, they shot the ball really well. We made some mistakes and move on to the next question. Michael is calling his guys out. There's no question about that. And he was really upset because it's, as he said, game two of the finals. He said, he didn't say it that way, but I can understand if this is like a, you know, 5-game trip and we're exhausted. We've been bouncing all over the place. It wasn't. It was game two in their own building at home, and it's the NBA finals. And to make the mental mistakes they made was really disappointing for a team that, you know, has all year prided itself on being really good. So that's the way he communicates with his team. So they weren't surprised. A lot of other people, you know, that hadn't seen, don't see many of Michael's press conferences or haven't watched him all year are like, wow, you believe he's doing that? And that wasn't the reaction of people in Denver. They were going, here we go again, you know, same way it always is. Michael's very direct and very honest with his team, positively and negatively. So, again, it wasn't a big deal to them, but it was to kind of, you know, we got a national audience. You got a lot of people that don't see the NBA nearly as much over the course of the regular season. So they were a little taken aback. Spo's the other way. Spo always, you know, shines it as positive as you can be. We're going to be okay, whatever happens. That's the way he chooses to do it. If you just, you know, look around, different coaches handle it differently.
Coach, I mean, and one of the narratives going out is, you know, let Joker score, take everything else away from him. And, I mean, where are you at as far as that narrative that's going on? I mean, especially after just two games.
Well, it's they're not letting him score. What happens with Jokic, he's so smart. He realizes, like, it's a night when we're struggling to score. Other guys aren't. You know, Michael Porter, as I said, 3-for-17. KCP's having an off night. Jamal, by his standards, is playing okay. He's not playing great. I mean, you know, it's the guy scoring 30 points against the Lakers every time he turns around, having these monster fourth quarters. Nikola does what he needs to do. He's much more comfortable just distributing the ball, getting open guy shots and things happening. But Aaron Gordon didn't have the mismatches that he had in game one because of starting Kevin Love and having a bigger, stronger guy against him. Their other players didn't shoot the ball as well as they did. So Nikola just goes, look, I got to shoot the ball more tonight. That's usually a bad sign for Denver. You know, he's much happier. I mean, he doesn't mind scoring, don't get me wrong, but he's much happier scoring 25 or 30 and getting double-digit assists and getting double-digit rebounds. Well, he got the double-digit rebounds, but he couldn't get the double-digit assists because he wasn't getting enough help. So they could pack it in and they could say, God, let these other guys shoot. They're not putting the ball in the basket. So I don't think it was as much intentional as it was. They did a very good job, Miami, defending the other players, be it Michael Porter, be it Jamal Murray, KCP, whoever it was. And the truth was Nikola just didn't have as much help as he's had in game one and has had in most of the playoff games.
Coach, we appreciate the time. As always, enjoy the rest of the series.
All right, great being with you guys. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.